Talk to a young Saudi mother about the school her children attend, and the chances are she will respond with a stream of complaints and criticism. One mother says she has put her children in a more liberal private high school or has sent them abroad to complete their studies. She acknowledges math and science classes in Saudi schools that require learning by rote and memorization are top quality. But she complains that Saudi schools do not teach youngsters how to think creatively, appreciate fully the responsibility of the democratic reforms now being promoted by the government, or adapt to the global changes around them. College professor Khalila Khalil agrees. He's a member of the newly formed commission charged with overhauling the education system, from top to bottom.
Every citizen knows very well that the Saudi education system is really handicapped. It doesn't produce what the nation deserves in terms of students. The outcome of Saudi education system does not meet the requirements of the economic needs, and doesn't also meet the challenge of the also globalization.
Mr. Khalil talks excitedly about incorporating group activities outside the classroom that will teach Saudi children leadership, cooperation, and other skills needed for the workplace. One American wife of a Saudi businessman says most Saudi children, including her own, have grown up in the affluence of an oil-rich economy and have relied on maids and servants. Self-reliance has not been a trait ingrained in Saudi children. Today, after an 8-year study of the education system, Saudi Arabia's mostly consultative parliament, the Majlis al-Shura, has ordered several committees to scrutinize and revamp everything from curriculum and textbooks to teacher training methods. Abdul Mohsen Al-Akas, a Majlis member, says the committees are making an in-depth examination of the entire educational structure.
It included the curriculum, not just the religious subjects curriculum, but curriculum in general, including English, math, science. It included recommendations, suggestions regarding the structure of the schools, ratio of student to teachers, distribution of schools, transportation of schools, teachers training and education, continuing education.
Existing schools are overcrowded, unable to accommodate a population that has quadrupled in 3 decades to more than 24 million. A downturn in the economy makes it more difficult for the government to finance study abroad programs as it did in the early days of the oil boom. Educator Khalil talks of the need to expand women's education, too. And he stresses the growing need for more technical classes and training programs to meet changing market needs.
Environment that need to have structural change so those girls could be part of the national asset and could be really part of the sustainable development in Saudi Arabia.
That is beginning to happen, but there are still many challenges facing women seeking education and a place in the working world. Fourth-year medical student Amal Sawayan is confident she will fulfill her dream.
Being famous doctor, surgeon, female surgeon, male, Saudi female surgeon.
Medicine, like education, is a field that is relatively open to women. Communications and computer technology are just starting to open up, too. Other fields, like political science and engineering, are still out of reach. Women must still attend separate schools, and male teachers can only lecture female students from a separate room using a remote TV hookup. Special committees have been set up to scrutinize textbooks for phrases showing intolerance toward other religions and cultures that critics say fostered extremist views like those of Saudi-born terrorist leader Osama bin Laden. King Saud University professor Al-Abdul Hai says changing textbooks is only a first step.
Not enough to change the curriculum, but you have to change the mentality of the teacher themselves. You have to create a new, teachers and principals that really could enforce this change.
Reformed Muslim cleric Mansour Nogaidan wants to see more study of Western democratic thinkers, something that was missing from his public education.
A lot of people you'll find are talking about democracy, about elections. But actually you need to create a liberal culture before talking about democracy.
University Professor Hai says it will take another generation to see results.
The education process takes 10 to 20 years. It's not something boiling egg.
Reformers say the momentum for change may be bolstered by a generation of Western-educated Saudi professionals who now have moved into positions of influence across Saudi society. Lori Kasman, VOA News, Riyadh.